certainly is a beautiful day. In Global Youth Choir, raising the roof with that one on a Thursday, the 1st of June, getting you into the spirit for the big concert this weekend in Bolito. Manor House is the venue. If you haven't got your tickets yet, get onto web tickets today. Like, do it now, because you don't want to miss out. It is the hottest ticket in town. It's tipped to be, I think, the concert of the year, certainly on the KZN North Coast. We are just counting the seconds. I'm going to be emceeing the thing. I'm levitating. I'm so excited. And in the house with me right now, you know, we've been interviewing all the cool people that have been working to pull this thing together over the last couple of days. And, from the musical front, from the staging side of things, and of course, you know, teamwork makes the dream work. And there is a whole host of stuff happening between now and Saturday to make sure it's an absolutely world-class show. One of the big teams that has come on board is it's happening at the stunning Manor House venue, which is affiliated and under the umbrella of the Collins Residential banner. And Seton, if you're familiar with the exciting developments on the Dolphin Coast, well, you'll know that name is already one of the biggest buzzwords in the local property fraternity. From the Collins Residential team, right now in the house with me, I've got Melanie Clarkson, who heads up the marketing for Collins Residential. Mel, welcome to the microphone. You've been in here before, often on the sidelines, but it's great to have you in the spotlight today. How's your Thursday going?
Thank you, Mark. Amazing. And I can't stop driving. That song is such a great intro. I mean, if you're driving, I hope you're tapping the steering wheel right now, yeah. Followed by logging on and buying your tickets. How's it, everyone?
Hey, it is going to be such an electric weekend. The weather, by the way, I told you, we've been keeping eyes on the long-term forecast. We got all the big rain out the way yesterday.
Yes.
So it's looking so groovy for a Saturday.
Exciting.
And you're a music fan yourself, Mel, but you're also heavily invested in this region, this area of ours, the KZN North Coast, which is just leveling up in so many different ways, yeah, on so many different maps. And Seton, as the main sponsor of this thing, the ZA Fest, I mean, this concert is the kickoff to this whole ZA Fest. Yes. Next year, the full festival is arriving in town to put the North Coast on the map and again, just raise that profile, raise the bar for the whole region. The reason we're going to hear the Ndlovu Youth Choir in our town is because this thing is happening. And I want to know what motivated Seton to get behind this whole thing and to get involved.
Okay, awesome. So we were first approached a couple of years ago by Extreme Events, the guys Matt and Guy Bauer.
Yeah.
And if you know, they don't do anything small. Everything's big. Their vision is always massive. So they approached us and had this idea of an arts lifestyle, you know, theatrical event. And we absolutely jumped at it. Although we sell property, obviously, we're the developers of Seton, Zululami and Lalela. Our interest is not just within our estates. It's absolutely about selling the whole.
Yeah.
It's selling this region as a whole, the livability and the desirability of this location. So something like this, a festival of this nature, really does bring an incredible future forward and future looking focus to the incredible offering we already have here. We already have warm weather, a beautiful climate. But what we identified a couple of years ago that we lack is festivals of this nature and arts and culture. We have them in small pockets and they do pop up. There's an incredible talent in this town. But something and a festival of this size and nature and the vision that ZA Fest has is that it will drive investment to this area. By next year, when it's a 2-3-4 day event, you're going to see people coming down for the weekend, and the spin-off, the economic spin-off to our area is incredible. So from a property perspective, we absolutely believe in selling this region as a whole, and this is just an incredible, authentic, exciting event to be behind, and we're just so honored to be involved with it.
It's such a massive and exciting vision when you start to spin it like that. And if you think about the Western Cape as a destination that often steals a lot of the spotlight. And we've got so much, in my opinion, over the Western Cape, as you mentioned, from a livability point of view, from climate, from the offerings on the active lifestyle front, you know, warm water, ocean, incredible trails to explore, lots of adventures to be had. Now, this cultural aspect, which the Western Cape has always been able to offer, if we start to fill in that gap, and start to become known as a hub for celebrating the arts, for providing this incredible platform on a regular basis. It repositions this whole offering, would you say?
Absolutely. I think as residents in the area, we're not just looking at this weekend as a concert, a festival. Firstly, it's Ndlovu Youth Choir Guys. I mean, this is Ndlovu's moment. They've been signed by an agent in America. This is their Trevor Noah moment, I say in inverted commas. Yeah. They're on their way offshore. And how exciting. We're going to be the biggest cheerleaders back in SA when they take the world by storm. But what it means for us is it's possibly one of the last few remaining opportunities we get to see them here on our stage at a price that I suppose we can afford. It's totally affordable.
Yeah.
But more so than that, interestingly, dealing with Club Med and a lot of international resort operators lately, for the past 7 years, you know, we've been working on the project. And the one thing that Club Med have identified in Southern Africa is the obvious things we know. And what do we have really on a world stage? We have warm weather and warm water. We take that for granted, but not many places in the world can offer that for 360 days of the year. In addition to that, we just have incredible offering. We have game. And then the last thing that they loved about Southern Africa was our culture. And so often we don't celebrate our culture. We have such diversity. We have so much to laugh about, so much to joke about, so much to enjoy, so much that just makes our country so colorful. So how better to celebrate the best cultural act of all time on a South African platform, right here in our town, on a glorious day, surrounded by green hills. I mean, come on, guys. This is picture perfect.
It is. That's why I say it's the hottest ticket in town. It is the concert of the year. And you're not going to want to miss this one. Tickets, I believe, are already flying. And I predict they're going to have a sellout event. So please, if you haven't really grabbed yours online, web tickets is your best bet. Unless you want to talk to someone in person and head through to Pick and Pay, because they've got the web tickets kiosk in the front of the store there. I'm really interested to hear that there's been a special, very limited release of VIP package tickets, and there's going to be a really exclusive VIP sort of hub, I think, at that stunning
Manor House
mansion.
Yes.
So if you're really feeling like splashing out, there's really a small number of tickets available, but you can get those, all the details, via web tickets, so check that out. And you mentioned some of these big international names that have been eyeing our region, you know, the likes of Club Med, and those discussions have been happening in the background for years now. They're starting to now get to the point where they're bearing fruit, and that as soon as those start to really come online, how big of a deal is that going to be for this area as an investment destination, as a property destination, for the value of anyone who's getting into the property market right now, and any of these gorgeous estate offerings like Seton?
Yeah, it's game-changing for Southern Africa, let alone KZN, let alone the North Coast. And I think every time we have any event or any big business that comes to this area, or any property development, may I say, that's always looking towards the future. I always use this future forward context, but I think it's so important because it's investment that's coming to our region. It's not, you know, coming today and gone tomorrow. It's someone or a group of companies or a group of investors who are looking at 50, 100 year future.
Like, that's the timeline.
So, and those are pioneering moves, because they bring other business, ancillary business with them. So even back to the ZA Fest, like, I love it because I think it's such a pioneering move from Extreme Events and from us joining with them and forming the ZA Fest, because really it is looking Absolutely, to a 5-10 year plan with this, to really find a gap in the market, grow something, bring something magical and spectacular to our region.
And it also overlaps perfectly with another thing that we recently chatted about on radio, which is this hashtag Love North Coast yes. movement. And an event like this just grows pride and excitement in this whole region and perfectly rolls into that picture of building an atmosphere around this incredible region that we call home.
Yeah, and what's there not to love? So guys, you need to come and visit us. We've got a seat and pod at the event. It's totally open. There's no you're all our VIPs. So please come through and hang with the Collins crowd. We'd love to have a G&T with you and just meet all of the lovely North Coast people. And yes, there is also the VIP area. And then, can I mention our cool little activation?
Yeah.
So we have a fun little activation there on the day. We've set up an incredible big frame. And you can take a photo of yourself with Ndlovu. And if you tag and add it, upload it to your social pages, we are giving out a couple of tickets during the day to this VIP area and also to meet the incredible choir after the event.
Wow.
So there's lots of other activations and fun things happening on the day. It really is just the lineup of acts is incredible. So, yeah. So excited.
And a stunning, stunning venue, the Manor House, which is, I believe, set to become the hub of the Fool's ZA Festival when it arrives next year. This is, if you haven't experienced an event at the Manor House, I mean, we had Jeremy Loops not long ago, which was absolutely incredible. This one taking things even further down the road, and I'm just itching for Saturday to come around and to be on the stage warming things up, welcoming everyone. Mel, I know we're going to see you and the whole Seton team at the pod.
Absolutely, look forward to it.
And for anyone who wants to find out more information in the meantime about Seton, about the Collins Group, about any of that exciting stuff that we've just sort of touched the surface on, obviously online, that's your best bet,
yes,
right?
Yes, eatonestate.co.za.
You heard it here. Melanie Clarkson, Marketing Manager of Collins Residential, giving you the scoop on a Thursday, the first day of a new month of June. And Mel,
thanks,
see you
Mike.
On Saturday.
See you Saturday.